It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, hour number two right here. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So I've got this, I want to talk about this student at Ferry Pass Middle School who apparently was hospitalized today, and others were evaluated, but apparently they were hospitalized for ingesting, quote, gummies of some sort, end quote. If you got some thoughts on that, text us, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. By the way, I didn't get a delve into the story very much, but let me at least bring up what the sign of the apocalypse is, or was today. Four daycare workers in Mississippi were fired after they decided to punish students in the daycare. They put on scream masks and basically tried to scare the kids into submission. So yeah, that was the sign of the apocalypse today. So we'll get into that a little bit more at 6:35. Now, before I get into this students ingesting gummies of some sort story, let me hit the top three stories. Russian authorities have arrested eight people following the Crimea bridge blast, and they say that a Ukrainian intelligence officer was behind it, behind the whole ordeal. Then Alex Jones, the talk radio host, known for his conspiracy theories, has been ordered by a jury to pay $965 million for his hoax claims. Now, if you're not followed this story, you don't know what's going on. Why would somebody have to pay $1 billion? It's because after the Sandy Hook shooting happened, which is horrific, horrific ordeal, right? He came out and said he believed it was a false flag, meaning that the government was somehow behind it and tried to make it look like it was, like, basically it was a staged event in order to try to, you know, basically get people to be afraid of guns and things like that. So it was something where the government created and disguised it. It wasn't a real event. It was all actors involved, things like that. That's what he said about these kids that were killed in Sandy Hook. So the families sued him, and this is the second trial, actually. And this trial now says that He's ordered to pay basically $1 billion. That's a lot of money. Let's see here. Then, other top three stories. Fed officials expect rates to stay high, and they expect inflation to continue for quite some time. In fact, we'll talk more about inflation at 5:35 here, right after the sports hit. Now, going back to this terrible story in Ferry Pass today. A bunch of middle schoolers were evaluated and then released to their parents. But there was one student who apparently was taken to the hospital this afternoon for ingesting, quote, gummies of some sort. And they believe the gummies were actually Lifesaver gummy candies. So, like, they were legit is what it sounds like. But they're investigating it. And it reminds me of, this is the thing that we've had parents who are suing CBD companies. Because if you've seen these companies, they have a bunch of ingestible THC infused candies. And a lot of these candies and edibles look like the legit real thing. Like, they would look like Lifesavers gummies, but it's called, like, I don't know, High Savers gummies or something like that, right? They changed the name, but it looks exactly the same, but it has THC in it, which gets you high. And so there's been a bunch of lawsuits and stuff trying to sue these CBD companies saying you can't make things look like real candies because it's going to confuse kids. And I remember there was we had an instance like this, like, man, I mean, my son's like 19 now. So, I mean, it's like almost 10 years ago. But it was a situation like 10 years ago where some kid at school crushed up a bunch of candies, like hard candies, and into a powder, and then was like offering it to other kids. Like, hey, I crushed up all these candies. And I remember the school officials were so upset that this was going on because they're like, we don't know what that powder substance is. And he's like, I just crushed up candies. And, you know, and then he's thinking it's like no big deal. He's just this middle school kid who crushed up candy into a powder. And now it's basically just sugar, right? And it's just, and so they're eating just powdered sugar essentially. But the school officials, rightfully so, were freaking out because they're like, we don't know what this is. We can't tell what this is. And for all we know, you got this from your teenage brother or sister or maybe drug addicted parents that left something lying around. You brought it to school and were just sharing it with everybody. And it's just kind of a scary situation we live in now. It's just a reminder once again to talk to our kids about it's tough, though, because the kids trust their friends at school. And they won't suspect that their friend would try to give them some sort of drug, right? But the problem is now is that some things that kid might think it's not, might even think it's drug. He might just think it's candy too. And that's why there's so many parents who are trying to sue these CBD companies, trying to keep them from basically making their products look so real. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the Pfizer, Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good. We do actually have some slowdowns, though. But for the most part, I-10, I-110 not showing delays. We have an accident on Pine Forest. North and southbound lanes are extreme slow moving. This is going to be Pine Forest where we always see slowdowns. In between 9 Mile and I-10, the accident is off of Bush Street. So keep that in mind with slowdowns in both directions. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, we're seeing some slow traffic on Highway 90 in Pace in between Woodbine and Chemukla. This is going to be in the eastbound direction. We had an accident on both Woodbine and Chemukla that have cleared up, but the causes of the delays caused some delays on 90 that are still present. So keep that in mind if you're getting into Pace on Highway 90. We also have an accident on Chemstrand Road. This is going to be off of Orby Street. Seeing slowdowns in the northbound direction. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point in Navarre. Really not seeing too much to slow you down. You are going to see your everyday slowdowns. Leaving Windhaven Beach, getting into Navarre in the westbound direction is still a little bit slow moving, as well as in front of the Live Oaks Nature Preserve in between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. So keep that in mind as well. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That number is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Somebody just sent in a picture of some sort of candy that, yeah, it looked like, I mean, if I saw that, I would think it's just like a knockoff. It looks like a knockoff of Skittles. You'd think it's just knockoff of Skittles, but it's THC in it. Yeah, that's crazy. Here's another text. Remember candy cigarettes? Yeah, I do. I actually saw some candy cigarettes at a grocery store. I mean, not a grocery store, some sort of like truck stop recently. And I was like, what in the world? I don't remember where it was, but it was someplace. I think it was right off I-10 that I saw candy cigarettes for the first time. But candy cigarettes didn't even look like real cigarettes at all. Like, you know, you weren't fooling anybody with the candy cigarettes. But I do remember there was some controversy when I was growing up with that because parents were like, avoid the appearance of evil. We shouldn't be having our kids pretend like they're, you know, having cigarettes. Like, you know, it was like, oh, yeah, good point. You know, but I remember it as a kid. I always thought it was funny. We actually used to burn the tips, the ends of them. We get a lighter and burn the, or match, we burn the end of the candy cigarette even. It's so goofy. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And coming up here in about 6 minutes now, we'll have, what are your thoughts about removing Bibles from schools? As there's been big conversation about removing inappropriate literature. Now there's a push to try to remove the Bible. Right now it's going to stay, but what are your thoughts about that? 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Disneyland raising park admission prices. One-day tickets now will be ranging anywhere from $104 to $179, depending on the day. Park hopper tickets going up, too. Those are going to range from $164 to $244. But the good news, they're not raising parking prices yet anyway. Doctors now issuing a warning for COVID-19 patients with a history of cardiovascular disease. New report says the COVID treatment Paxlovid can interact with common medications that are used to treat heart disease. The report suggests lowering or stopping dosages of heart medications while treating COVID with Paxlovid. R&B singer Brandy in the hospital after suffering a possible seizure. TMZ reports she was taken to the hospital by ambulance yesterday, apparently still in the hospital. And Bobby, you know, I've never communicated with you a whole lot over the phone. Do you use many emojis?
I use like three.
Well,
and it's like the same three, like the laughing emoji.
Okay.
Like a shock faced emoji. And the cry emoji, like those are the only ones I'll use.
So you don't use the thumbs up?
No, I don't really use the thumbs up, no.
Well, apparently, younger workers are calling for a couple of emojis, including the thumbs up and the red heart, to be canceled. This is a report from the New York Post today. Apparently, the younger Gen Z workers want to get rid of several emojis, the thumbs up and the red heart specifically, but there's a list of at least 10 that they want gone. The younger workers apparently believe that the thumbs up emoji is passive aggressive because that's how their generation uses it. And so then when people around the office hit the thumbs up, they think they're being mean to them. Of course, for us old folks, we believe it's just a sign of acknowledgement. Thumbs up. Yep, I see your post. The heart emoji also, I can see the heart being maybe inappropriate at work. But
why is the heart inappropriate?
I don't know.
Oh, because of
it could be
sexual harassment.
If you use the heart emoji, you need to get HR involved after.
Gotcha. You're going to have to get HR involved. You got to get HR permission if you're going to use the heart emoji.
But yeah.
I can see that one. What are you trying to say? You trying to say you love me secretly? Yeah, I gotcha. All right, so full confession here, actually. I did use the thumbs up emoji all the time. I stopped using it within the past year because a coworker, Jennifer, told me it was rude if I used the thumbs up emoji. And I was like, what? Because like I sent her, she like sent me a thing and I just thumbs up. Like, yeah, I got your message. And she was like, never send that to me again. I'm like, send what? She's like, that thumbs up thing. And I was like, why? And she said it was rude. And I was like, it is? And so, yeah. So Jennifer just doesn't like the thumbs up emoji. So I stopped using it. So there you go. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, we are seeing some slow traffic. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays, but we do have some slowdowns on Pine Forest. We have an accident just off of Bush Street. It's going to be both the north and southbound lanes are slow moving. This is in between 9 Mile and I-10, which is already going to cause some typical afternoon slowdowns, so keep that in mind. Also, Highway 90 going westbound into Pace in between Woodbine and Chemukla is going to see some delays as well. And northbound on Davis Highway, right by us, right off the interstate, you're going to see some slowdowns. That's backing up to almost Langley Avenue, but it will clear up after you get past the interstate. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, Gracie, what's your thoughts of the thumbs up emoji?
I think during text messaging, if you're just saying the thumbs up, that is, you know, that's kind of rude. But that's a Gen Z thing, though. Like, that's just you saying, yeah, okay, like, whatever. But at work, people use Teams and things like that. Yep. If you just put like, hey, there's someone at the front for you, or this person's waiting for you to call them back, and you like it, and you're saying you need to remove it, I think that's a little bit annoying. Yeah, like, I don't know, get over yourself.
Yeah, that's a little much. What about, so why is it rude, though, even in a personal conversation? Because I still haven't quite gotten this out of Jenna either. So
honestly, it's one of those things that no one has a reason for doing it. It's just everyone does it. So that's why you got to do it. Because you'll just say the thumbs up, and people are just putting that as a, it's like if your mom was to be like, hey, I noticed that you didn't do this. And you're like, yeah, okay, I got it. Like, it's saying it more like
it's sarcasm,
that, okay?
Like, it's very passive aggressive.
Yes, passive aggressive. But if someone like you were to send that to me, I think I would know, oh, he just doesn't know. He just doesn't know.
He's not trying to be
passive aggressive towards me right now, obviously.
I got you. Okay. All right. I'm trying to keep up with the communication variances of the day today.
It doesn't help that there's actually not a real reason not to use it, just that.
Yeah, exactly.
People say don't use it, so don't use it.
Yeah, exactly. Text here, I use the thumbs up all the time, but because sometimes I don't have enough time to write a full response. Yeah, that's exactly why I do that. Yeah. Good question. What do you expect us to use in place of the thumbs up then? What do you say? Maybe the okay symbol? Because they have the okay one.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
See, the thumbs up one is like usually it's like on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, that's
it's like
I
the
like
recommended
the message.
Thing.
Yeah,
like it's just a, like it's just a quick thing. Yeah. All right. Everybody's sending us thumbs up emojis now. By the way, thanks for that one. Now I'm like, I don't know if they're passive aggressive or if you really like what we're saying. I don't understand. Here's one. Some people just want to act offended. I never would have believed that I would have become as opposed to censorship as I have become over the past few years. I know, right? All right, coming up here next. Do you think Bibles should be removed out of schools? Let's talk about that next. So after a parent I'm laughing at all the emojis coming in now. But after a parent pointed out that there's 115 books that need to be removed from the public schools in the area, a different parent came out and says, well, if you're going to remove those books, then you should remove the Bible. Of course, now the Bible's being put back in, but wow. Local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Got a lot of texts of emojis. Mostly thumbs up emojis. Couple of thumbs down emojis, at least of being honest. No passive aggressiveness there, just straight aggressiveness. Then we got a lot of people having a problem with the idea of getting rid of the thumbs up emoji. I just want to say, I always thought a thumbs up emoji was like, I like this or I agree. That's how I've always looked at it. Thumbs up emoji is just, I agree. Yeah, okay, cool, I agree. Gracie and Jenna and their generation.
Don't say Gracie and Jenna. We're just letting you know.
You guys said it's a passive aggressive thing. I never understood it that way before.
Yeah, we're just letting you know that's the reasoning because of it.
Okay, so the reason why your generation looks at the thumbs up instead of saying, yeah, I agree, or I like this, as it's a passive-aggressive, sarcastic, like, okay, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, no, you're being right. I just don't have to throw some of the bus.
This is not the first time I've heard this. This is just kind of new to me still, though. It's just like, wow. I got a text that says they should have a what are we supposed to do if we want a express rudeness to somebody? Write a text that says, "In my mind, I'm now sending you a thumbs up emoji." they should add an emoji for flipping somebody the bird. I thought they have that. Don't they have the middle finger one? I'm pretty sure they already have the middle finger one. I've gotten it a few times, so somebody has it. Just telling you. Oh, my goodness. And then we're talking about the Bible. There's now a teacher's recommending getting rid of the Bible out of school libraries since we're getting rid of all the other ones. And I'm like, oh, really? And so, of course, there's a lot of people who are pretty upset about that. And upset, like, well, how dare you think about taking the Bible out of school? I do have a question for you, though. With the, you know, because I know from talking to people, pretty much everybody is like, what do you mean take the Bible out of school? That's crazy. What would you say if they kept the Quran in school, though? So I'm actually okay with it. I'm like, you know, if you're going to put it in... I mean, it's a religious text. I'm okay with the Quran, too. I don't think you should remove the Bible. And if somebody said, well, we should have the Quran, too, I'd be like, okay, fine, keep the Quran. Because I kind of agree with this text here. who's going to... where would you find the Bible at school these days anyway? In the library? Nobody goes in there, do they? there is that part. That's pretty funny. Here's another text. Bible should be issued to every child and employee in the school system. Yeah, that would probably do quite a bit. Gracie and Jenna are wrong. Lots of thumbs ups there. And admittedly, they both understand that thumbs up is used as a, like Gracie was saying, in the work environment, it should be allowed still. But if you send it to a younger person, you're saying a younger person's going to think that you're being passive aggressive somehow, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Somebody older like me, you're like, oh, you can send the thumbs up emoji to Bobby because Bobby's going to think that means okay because he's clueless. That's what you're trying to say?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, that's what I thought you were saying. All right, it's Pet's call right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, we do have a couple slowdowns. So you can just get a call in. Davis Highway, we're seeing slow traffic backing up to about East Burgess Road. We do have an accident. This is going to be on Davis Highway northbound. It's off to the side right at the I-10, I-10 exit, close to the Denny's. They are in the median, so no roadblocks, but just keep that in mind, and we are seeing slowdowns because of it. We also are still seeing some slow traffic eastbound on Highway 90 throughout Pace in between Woodbine Road and Chemukla. And lastly, we have an accident on College Parkway just off of Airport Boulevard near Sacred Heart Hospital. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Also, one of the stories was about the heart emoji going away. And I was saying, what? I just saw this text. Here's a good example of why maybe the heart emoji does need to go away. Brian, can you please come to my office? Okay, sure. I heard you sent April a heart emoji. Is that true? Well, yeah. But she sent me one first after I told her she could have the day off. So I thought she was coming on to me. Like, okay, yeah, there you go. HR gets involved because heart emojis are being used. Hey, I don't know about you, but I'm okay with being clueless. I'm okay with using the heart emojis and the thumbs up emojis and the okay emojis and all this stuff. And if somebody says I'm a boomer, so be it. Just like, I don't know. It's so crazy. I can't keep up with it all. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top three stories here for you real quick. Russia has arrested eight individuals pertaining to the Crimea bridge blast. Alex Jones, a talk radio host, must pay Sandy Hook families nearly $1 billion for claiming that it was a hoax. And federal officials expect rates to stay high and inflation to remain high for quite some time. Let's get a sports hit.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, Major League Baseball, the Phillies-Atlanta Braves game is still rain-delayed. It's supposed to be on Fox, but it's still rain-delayed. FS1 will have San Diego playing the Dodgers at 7:35. NHL hockey game, this is the second day of NHL hockey playoffs. It's going to be on TNT, regular season. It's going to be on TNT tonight at 6 o'clock with Boston against Washington, followed by Chicago Blackhawks against the Colorado Avalanche. And then NBA preseason will be on ESPN beginning at 6:30 with the Brooklyn Nets against Milwaukee, followed by Minnesota against the Lakers. And then college football is going on tonight as well. You got University of Louisiana playing Marshall at 6:30 on ESPN2. Then in sports news, the Raiders wide receiver Davante Adams is now being charged with a misdemeanor assault. You got to be kidding me for this. I kind of ranted about it a little bit earlier, but I don't get it. Like, the dude ran into Davante Adams, and Davante Adams had the right of way in the walkway, and the dude walked right in front of him, ran into him. Davante pushed him. Because the guy fell down, Davante gets an assault charge? Give me a break with this stuff. And it's assault now to push somebody? Have we just become the most pansy society ever? I'm like, what? Odell Beckham Jr. says he wanted to be in L.A., but they didn't offer him anything. The Giants kicker, the New York Giants, they played in London. The kicker is still in London. He's having passport issues and can't get back to America. Youch. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So I've got this. I do want to bring up this one story here about inflation. Well, it's a couple of stories related to inflation. One is inflation is, we have word now that inflation has gone up for the first time in 3 months for wholesale prices. So here we thought things are starting to reverse and turn around, yet when it comes to wholesale prices, nope, not so much. Then we have that overall prices have risen 8.5% compared to a year ago. So it's still not gone down at all. And then finally, inflation is the number one concern for small businesses right now. A lot of small businesses, and mainly the reason why is because a lot of these small businesses have tried to not raise their prices. And we just covered it yesterday, how a bakery went over the numbers and how their ingredients that they purchase have gone up dramatically over the past year and a half. And like anywhere from like flour, where they used to buy it for $14, has now cost them $80 in the month. I mean, it's astronomical. And a lot of small businesses like this are trying to do things without raising their prices. And so they're struggling because of it. And that's why it's the number one concern for small businesses right now. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So I saw this. I got a text here that says, assault is a touch or a strike. So therefore, if he touches him, okay. So in that case, the cameraman who ran into Davante Adams should be charged with assault first. Like, Davante was just defending himself. So he should just file a case where he was just self-defense. The cameraman ran into him. That's assault or reckless driving. Pensacola right now, Bobby. I don't know. If we're going to be ridiculous, let's just be ridiculous. Charge the cameraman with reckless driving for running into Davante Adams. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom, plus the top stories of foxnews.com. Stick around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to David Wayne in the news. Oh, actually, first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Not seeing too bad of slowdowns, but we do have two accidents. Accident on Davis Highway right near I-10. This is going to be on the median. No roadblock, but seeing some slight slowdowns in the northbound direction, as well as slow-moving traffic on Pine Forest. North and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10 are slow-moving. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Visit Agent Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick. David?
Well, Bobby, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office is hosting a gun violence roundtable discussion early next week.
I wanted to call some people to have just a discussion on basically the state of where we are in Escambia County and the city of Pensacola, and say, okay, this is the situation. These are the statistics. This is what we're seeing. And then have a discussion out about some possible solutions.
Sheriff Chip Simmons says several people are going to be at this event. Senator Doug Broxson, Representatives Michelle Salzman, Alex Andrade, State Attorney Ginger Bowen Madden, of course, several of our local councilmen and county commissioners as well. Again, this is all going to be happening Tuesday at the Brownsville Community Center.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top stories on FoxNews.com is that President Biden apparently had another gaffe today. He incorrectly said that his late son, Beau, lost his life in Iraq during a monument ceremony today in Colorado. I think he was trying to say he lost his life from Iraq because, you know, he talked about a lot of the consequences from him serving. But once again, some of these gaffes, I'm like, this is so nitpicking, just super nitpicking. Other top stories at FoxNews.com. Tulsi Gabbard left the Democrat Party yesterday. That was the big story yesterday. Well, apparently she's now campaigning for a Republican candidate in New Hampshire. Don Baldock is running for U.S. Senate. I looked him up to try to see what he's, you know, is he a super conservative? What's going on with this guy? He's a brigadier general. Or former brigadier general. So it's like, oh, okay. So we know Tulsi Gabbard's a vet who often stands up for the military, and he's standing up for strong economy, strong border, strong domestic energy production, strong world leadership, and strong defense of our liberties. So that's who she's going to be campaigning for, apparently. Then other top stories at FoxNews.com. Tom Brady buys a major league team as divorce rumors swirl. Major league team? What did he buy? I looked it up. He purchased a pickleball expansion team. Weird. And finally, liberal media is upset at Troy Aikman over his misogynistic comment on Monday Night Football. Basically, after a roughing the passer call, he said, "I hope the competition committee looks at this during their set of meetings and we take the dresses off," end quote. So people are upset that he's basically was misogynistic, saying that it's that they're like women making the calls or something like that. Actually, I actually disagree with people on this one. I don't think it's that misogynistic. I think he's trying to say, you know, you would normally do more to protect women than men. We shouldn't do that for football players. Maybe that's what he was trying to say. It's respect for women. Your home for Dave.